Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave and New England for Monday and Tuesday with partly cloudy skies and seasonable temperatures. Highs in the 50s and overnight lows in the 40s. As Wednesday through the early part of next weekend look wet. Down south, it's very wet. Huntsville, Alabama has had over 7 inches of rain since January. Nashville, Tennessee, almost 6 inches of rain. Same for Birmingham, Alabama. And more is on the way this week. Atlanta, Georgia will see 2 to 3 inches of rain through Thursday. Same for Birmingham. Dallas, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, Little Rock will all see over an inch of rain, along with the possibility severe spring thunderstorms as several cold fronts interact with Gulf of Mexico moisture. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's Grammy night, and we're live. That's right, it's 7 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday, coast to coast, we're live. And that's why I can tell you that the best rap performance so far went to Family Ties. Baby Keem, Kendrick Lamar, he was the winner. Cardi B calls out effin' dumba fan base. A lovely woman. And let's see what we got here. Best new artist. Winner Olivia Rodrigo. Oh, did she want this? And she was very happy. That's the best new artist. Sterling on Sunday going over the Grammy winners tonight. Here we go. Here are some more that just came out. Stand by. Billie Eilish pays tribute to Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters. She did a killer performance, huge performance, and made herself a rock star forever. All right, make the world a better place. Best country album, winner, Starting Over, Chris Stapleton. Olivia Rodrigo uses her driver's license during Grammy's performance. She held it up. She showed us the driver's license. It was a great piece of work. What else we got here? Call 'em by Your Name an hour ago. But I love this. Angry fans react to Louis C.K.'s winning Best Comedy Album. Louis C.K. won Best Comedy Album. This is the canceled guy, the totally canceled guy. Song of the Year. This was announced as Song of the Year winner. Leave the Door Open. Brandon Anderson, Christopher Brody Brown, Dernst Emil, and Bruno Mars. There were many impressive songs on that list, but he won. They won. All right, what else we got? LeVar Burton jokes about Will Smith's Oscar slap at Grammy's pre-show. He thought that was funny. Best rock album. Best rock album, Medicine at Midnight by the Foo Fighters. That was the best rock album. McCartney 3 was on there. Why the hell didn't Paul McCartney win? Do you know how many Grammys the Beatles won when they were still together? Do you know how many Grammys the Beatles won? 3. That was it. Producer of the Year, non-classical. For the Producer of the Year, that would go to Jack Antonoff. And what else we got? Best Traditional Pop Vocal. Now, when I saw these names on the list, he had to win. Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Love for Sale, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Of course he was going to get it. They had to give it to him because, tragically, you know, Tony Bennett doesn't always know where he is. The poor man has Alzheimer's, and he gets up on the stage. This is true. He gets up on the stage, and when he's on the stage performing, he knows the words to his songs. And the second he gets off the stage, he's done. That's all he can remember. That's all he knows. Now, to get the rights to any of these songs to play on the radio is very difficult. But because I'm that type of broadcaster, I was able to secure the rights to two of the Grammy-nominated songs, and I will share that with you coming up. Now, tonight at 11:05, you and I are going to talk to Andre, who's in Ukraine. He's a citizen of Ukraine, and he's in Ukraine. He's not an escapee. He's not somebody who's in Canada right now. He's in Ukraine. He's a banker. He has two parents who are handicapped, cannot easily leave the country. You and I are going to talk to him. If you have questions about living in Ukraine, you'll be able to ask them live of Andre, who is there right now. He was there. He was on our show last week. And he came on at the end of the show because that's when we could reach him, time zones. What he revealed to us last week, I've never heard Fox News or CNN or any of these serious news organizations mention. Here is where we found this out. It turns out, as Andre says, from 10 p.m. every night till 5 the next morning, the bombs start nonstop. He says, this is not a police action. This is war. And we'll get that from Andre, who's in the Ukraine, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. What else have I got for you? I have Drive Through Brew. I've got Old Fashioned Talk Radio. We have two episodes of Florida Stories, and a brand new feature that I love best, Strippers on the Loose. Welcome to a live late night Sunday show. I will have updates on the winners of the Grammys, all of that for you tonight on Sterling on Sunday. Social Indoor. Social Indoor is your ticket to financial freedom. Social Indoor is a company that franchises out territories in your area. You're in Chattanooga, they have a franchise available in Chattanooga. It's a large area of Chattanooga that can be all yours. To go to your friends, to businesses in Chattanooga and say, listen, I represent Social Indoor. Well, what the hell's that? It's a large computer screen installed in the busiest bathrooms throughout Chattanooga. People go in, they see the computer screen, and boom, there are ads that you have sold, community messages that you have posted. It's your screen. And Social Indoor maintains it. This is the financial freedom you've been dreaming of through the pandemic. Get the information. Go to Social Indoor, which is the only place you can see the formal offering. This is not a formal offering. And get all of the information about owning a socialindoor.com franchise, a Social Indoor franchise, which will give you exclusive territory in your area to sell messages and advertising that go up on computer screens in the busiest restrooms in your area. Socialindoor.com. Get the information.
Sterling on Sunday.
I have the solution to the problem, which is what the heck do you get people for Easter? I mean, after they're 10 years old, what do you get them for Easter? You can't give them a bunch of candy. All your friends are diabetics. What they want is a great footwear, and that's a MyPillow slipper or moccasin. The MyPillow moccasins come in a variety of beautiful colors, including tan, rust, or ready pink. It's a pretty, tasteful pink. You put your feet in these slippers or moccasins, and boom, it's an orgasm for your feet. But you must use my name, Walter. And when you say Walter, you'll get a dramatic discount. It's like 50% off. Call 800-844-0876. Please call them now. And then you'll get it in time for Easter. 800-844-0876. What have you got to anybody for Easter? Have you gotten them anything yet? No. Problem solved. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. Get 50% off. Get these beautiful slippers and moccasins from MyPillow.
Sterling on Sunday doesn't fit in.
Hi, this is the Old Fashioned Talk Show, and I'm Brad. Phone lines are open now. I want to talk with you. Wow, 1969's turning into an incredible year. Plenty to talk about. What are your thoughts about the U.S. moon landing? Quite an accomplishment. Neil Armstrong is the first man to set foot on the moon. Buzz Aldrin is the second man. Meanwhile, poor Michael Collins has to stay up in the capsule while his cohorts capture all the glory. Well, think about this. Collins is the necessary guy. Without him, Neil and Buzz are stuck on the moon. Not nearly as glorious a prospect. The Future Farmers of America has decided to allow women into the organization. Now everyone has the right to be recognized for cleaning out the hog pens. Columbus, Ohio is the new capital of fast food. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips will bring a British dish to the masses. Wendy's will bring fresh, not frozen hamburgers to America. Who knew that Central Ohio was the culinary capital of the world? Wow, that new ABC TV show, Turn On, did you see that? It was canceled before it even finished airing. A Cleveland TV station cut it after 15 minutes and ran a black screen with organ music. First time it's done that in 20 years. Wow, TV has to become radio to please its audience. Just saying. And how about John Lennon and Yoko Ono staging a bed-in for peace? Last time I checked, not many wars are conducted on a mattress. Well, the Western Union time check shows it's just about the top of the hour. That means ABC News, followed by the weather, brought to you by our friends at Woolworths.
Beat inflation, folks, with Woolworth Dollar Day Super Values. Just $1 buys a Wiscon pan set or a bucket of 24 sponges. Your choice of steel oven pans, super seal food containers, or Camaro 20 exposure color film. Get two polyester blankets for just $7. Find a lampshade for just $5. See our circular for hundreds of Dollar Day Super Values. It's like inflation never happened at Woolworth now.
WOKE Charleston, the talk of the town.
Well, Louis C.K. won for the best comedy album. Isn't that the best? He won for best comedy album. Best traditional pop vocal album was Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Of course he won it. Who else was going to win it? It would be impossible to give it to anybody else. We're covering the Grammys for you tonight. We are live. Best solo pop performance is A Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. And let's see here. Best comedy album, Louis C.K. Can't beat that. I mean, it's a funny guy. I hope he can finally be accepted back into mainstream society. Best jazz vocal album. Congrats to Best Jazz Vocal of the Songwriters Apothecary Lab. Nobody cares about the best jazz album. Nobody. It's an annoying category. It really should be eliminated. Now, in order to play any of these songs, I had to get special rights. You know, I had to get special clearances for these things. And I was only able to get two. Now I have to go back here. Oh, it's such a pain in the neck. Hold on a second. I was only able to get the rights to two. And come on, hurry up, load up. I have the worst MP3 player. I used to have the best MP3 player, and now it is the very worst MP3 player. Just calm down, all of you. I can't believe I can't do better than this. It really is tragic. Now, if the Beatles only won three Grammys in their entire existence, who won the most? Who won the most Grammys in his or her entire existence? I'll answer that for you in just seconds. But here is the best retro to the 20s song in the history of the Grammys. This won 28 Grammys.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream.
All right, and then the best female vocal from the 60s. Again, this was the only rights that I could secure. I could secure the rights to shaving cream and the rights to the best female vocal from the 60s. See if you can identify who this is. incredible, isn't it, to hear that type of harmony, the beautiful vocals, that type of work. You don't hear that every day. Billie Eilish can't come close to that. The most shocking thing to me about the Grammys so far is, unlike the Oscars, where I'd say that half of the people going to the Oscars were dressed very well. They had traditional lines, traditional outfits. They looked great. These people looked like freaks. I didn't see one great-looking outfit on any man or woman tonight. I was shocked, in fact, at what I saw. Do you remember on Lost, there was the smoke monster? Do you remember that? It was this billowy black monster that went through the villages on Lost, on the island, and would eat people. That's what Billie Eilish's quote-unquote dress looks like. It looks like she has in a Halloween costume where she's playing the smoke monster on Lost. I find that an odd choice. And she wore the same thing at the Oscars. What are you thinking? Why would you do that? Such an attractive woman who has worn an outfit to make her as unattractive as possible. A curious choice. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. When you look at these outfits, is that how you feel? And then we see Brandi Carlile on the show. Brandi Carlile, turns out, is Belinda Carlile's daughter. And it turns out she's a lesbian. Now, she's adorable, and she's wearing a cute outfit, and she's singing happy songs, which is all anybody should sing. But we didn't know that she came out and that she's a lesbian, which makes it, oh, so much more interesting. Everything about it's more interesting.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream.
Now, who won the most Grammys? Do you know who won the most Grammys? Don't Google it. You will never get it. But this person won the most Grammys. You want to hear this person? All right, he's an orchestra leader named Salty. He is, of course, Hungarian. I am, of course, Hungarian. Now, when I see that this guy won 33 Grammys over the course of his career, because he's Hungarian, I could only have one thought. He stole them. Okay, S-O-L-T-I won the most Grammys of anybody ever, starting in about 1950 or 53 when the Grammys started. He won them until like 97. It was an astonishing run, but no one understands what he says. No one understands what he did. He was an orchestra leader of the old school variety, and he was Hungarian. When he spoke, nobody understood. When this man spoke, we could hear Russian tanks started up in the background. He'd speak and like, oh, the Russians are going to come immediately.
Okay.
And then, of course, we got the rights at Sterling on Sunday to play this incredible Grammy Award winner from the 60s, someone who gave us so much pleasure with this incredible song in a variety of languages. Let's you and I talk. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And I want you to think about the fact that coming up in 35 minutes, you and I will be talking to a man who's in Ukraine. He's there. And I don't hear any other news organization offering this. I don't hear any talk show host offering this. It's just me. Who's saying, hey, you want to talk to him? You have questions for him? Do you want to know what his life is like? You can ask his, your questions are going to be as good as mine. Hold this number. It's 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. You and I can talk to him. Billy Datz in Pittman, New Jersey, with your great-looking kids. And Karen with the cats in Philadelphia. And John Kelly. We're all here together. And you and I can't imagine what it's like to be in Ukraine, because it's not the way it's been described to us. The way it is, in fact, is when I talked to Andre in Ukraine last week, we heard the bombs going off behind him. Now, let's just imagine that. And then he said from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. every single night, every night, the bombs go off nonstop. For some reason, no quote-quote news organization has mentioned that. I don't know why they don't say it, because, gee, it was pretty obvious. You and I will talk to him about it. It's terrifying. And then it took me a while for this to sink in. There are people close to Vladimir Putin saying, you know, he's got a girlfriend, and the best way to get to him is to persuade his girlfriend to whisper in his ear and say, cut it out. I'm thinking about that. Well, sure, that makes sense if you want to convince him to get somebody an Easter gift. But to convince him to stop bombing people for 6 hours a night, it seems a precarious route to go to his girlfriend, who may or may not be his girlfriend, and say to her, why don't you whisper to Vladimir that it might be a good idea to cut this nonsense out, to just stop this? Because I'm very worried about a man who's not only bombing nonstop, I'm worried about a guy who, whenever we see him, he's alone. You don't see him with attaches, assistants, people he likes, his wife, his girlfriend, his children. We don't even know if he has children. We don't see any of the normal accoutrements of a socialized man. That's terrifying. We don't see him with a support network of people who could say to him, listen, you know, you got to calm this down. You really got to calm it down. Instead, what we see is the most dangerous type of human being there is, an isolated man. When people live in solitude, that's when they're dangerous. Let's you and I talk, huh? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The Pacific Northwest will get several potent storms this week, producing copious rainfall in Seattle and Portland, with snows in the Cascades and Rocky Mountains measured in feet. These storms will move into the northern plains as the week progresses. No moisture for Southern California or the southwestern desert. Strong Pacific ridge of high pressure Wednesday through Friday. Temperatures soaring into the 90s and lower 100s in portions of the Sacramento and San Joaquin valleys, Las Vegas, and the deserts later this week. Fairbanks, Alaska, on the other hand, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Temperatures in the 20s during the day, teens at night. More sunshine later in the week and rising to near 40 by week's end. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop. Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
I love my character. I love my character so much. She is a real person, and she's nice, you know, and it's nice to play someone nice. Because often women, you know, you have... It's nice to play someone who's just straight down the line, a good girl, you know? I did actually grow up in L.A. for a lot of my... tween years, I guess, is that preteen? For a few of those years I was living there, so no one would have me speaking in English at school, and at that age you just adapt. Because things like water and banana, I mean, it's totally different.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Lady Gaga honors Tony Bennett at the Grammys this year. Congratulations to Tony Bennett for winning an Emmy for Best Traditional Vocal. And of course he's going to win. Who else would win? Best Vocal Album, Sour, Olivia Rodrigo. Best R&B Album went to Hotels. And the song Hotels. What else we got? It's hard to read this. I'm sorry. It should be easy, but they've made it as hard as possible. Feel the Quest for Love. Pre-show host LeVar Burton offered a shout-out to Questlove, who landed both a Grammy and an Oscar in the same week. There was a message of hope to Ukraine from the president of Ukraine, who explained that his musicians do not perform in tuxedos but suits of armor. Brandi Carlile lights up the Grammy stage. She was there, Belinda Carlisle's daughter. Let's see. Okay, so that's the big idea, and we will have a guest who's in Ukraine at 11:05. Andre, who's in Ukraine, he's a banker in the Ukraine, and he was on the show last week, and he explained to us some things that reporters don't seem to know. He explained that in Ukraine, every night from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., there's non-stop bombing. I suspect we'll hear it again tonight at 11:05 Eastern, 8:05 Pacific. I don't know what these other hosts are doing, that they don't have anybody in Ukraine. This is your job. I don't do a political show. I don't do a current event show. I do a show that's top of mind. What are you thinking about? Well, this is what we're all thinking about. It's horrible. It's beyond horrible. The other horrible thing that's taken place this weekend at KFBK in Sacramento, at least 6 people are killed and 10 wounded after a gunman with automatic rifle opens fire from a car as bars let out in Sacramento. The bars got out last night. At least 6 people were killed and 10 injured during an early morning shooting in downtown Sacramento. Video shared online showed a large group fighting on the sidewalk as rapid gunfire struck. Witnesses reported seeing a person in a car pull out an automatic weapon and begin shooting into a crowd gathered outside a restaurant and lounge. Bystanders said they heard more than 50 shots ring out before the gunman's vehicle screeched away from the chaotic scene. The shooter remains at large. 50 shots from an automatic rifle. 50 shots. You and I can't even imagine horror like that. You and I can't even imagine what it would be like to be in that situation. 50 shots. Now, please, I'm not going to start a gun control conversation, but please explain to me why anybody needs an automatic rifle capable of shooting 50 rounds of fire in 60 seconds. Why would anybody need that? I'll give you updates as they come in, but just to recap it, and we'll go over it again next hour when KFBK is with us. At least 6 people were killed and 10 injured during an early morning shooting in downtown Sacramento, California. I'll have all the details as they update. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a live network radio show, coast to coast. From Boston to La Jolla, I've got weather for you at 6 and 36 past the hour. Amazing features that no other talk show would dare have. And you, here's your phone number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. There's one phone line open, and I look forward to talking to you on it. This is Sterling on Sunday. All right, I want to share with you what I do for Easter. I go to MyPillow, and they have such an array of incredible gifts. But the great thing about the MyPillow slippers and moccasins and sheets is that these are quality items. They are perfect, in fact, for Easter. You'd be proud to give them for Easter as the Easter Bunny. Proud to give them, but they don't cost too much. That's the great thing. This is a high-quality item. The MyPillow moccasin is 4 layers, including a memory foam layer, and a gel. What does the gel do? It makes it possible for you to enjoy this moccasin outside. You can walk the dog in your moccasins. They're designed to be used indoor or outdoor. They have beautiful colors. You can get them in this gorgeous buff tan or pink. Go to 800-844-0876. That's the phone number, 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter, and you will see, boom, the price is dropped by half. Boom, the price is dropped by half. You put your feet in these moccasins, it's like an orgasm for your feet. Don't your feet deserve an orgasm? I think so. 800-844-0876. Put your feet in there, and wow, they feel incredible. They feel spectacular. Say my name, Walter, and you will get a dramatic discount. It's like 50% off anything you see on the website, anything you see anyplace else. This is a gift you want to give on Easter because these are Easter colors. Everybody's happy when they get slippers and moccasins, right? Nobody gets, why'd you give me moccasins? No one gets mad when you give somebody moccasins. They get happy. 800-844-0876. Indoor, outdoor moccasins from My Pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Karen is the proven expert in addiction treatment. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results, real care, real about recovery.
It's tournament time, and the action is heating up. Make sure your picks aren't ice cold. The BetQL app is here to help you make smarter bets. From the first round through the finals, BetQL's model runs thousands of simulations to find you the most profitable betting opportunities for each game. With BetQL's proven data and expert analysis, you'll know which bets to make and which ones to skip. Download the free BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com to get started.
It's March. Bring on the brackets. It's time for the tourney on Odyssey. Check out podcasts for local insider info on each team with the Locked On Podcast Network. Hear guest appearances from the biggest names in basketball on CBS Sports Radio. Plus, listen to live play-by-play for every game throughout the tournament, from the first four to the national championship with the Odyssey app. Everything you need for the college basketball tournament lives on Odyssey.
At the intersection of Wall Street, Washington, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood, news is happening all the time, and there's always more to the story. Hi, I'm Peter Hamby, host of a new daily podcast powered by Puck News called The Powers That Be. Every weekday on The Powers That Be, I'll ride alongside the always informed but equally curious journalists at Puck News for an inside look behind the stories shaping the week and our culture. Listen to The Powers That Be, a podcast from Cadence 13 Studios, available for free now on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
This is Vilo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Before you go to the jiggle joint, make sure you get a hall pass. Details, strippers on the loose, later on Sterling at Night.
One of the cultural clashes that I'm sure you've run into in your family is how you handle major holidays. And the cultural clash in my family is this. When I was growing up, what my parents did is... Oh, and by the way, you're always sure that however your family handled the situation was the right way. That's what you bring into marriages. Whatever happened on holidays in your house when you were growing up, that's what you bring into a marriage. All right, when I was growing up, Easter was the same as Christmas. It was just as big a deal present-wise as Christmas. There were three kids in my household. We got as much on Easter as we did on Christmas. I thought that's normal. I thought that's what happens. Didn't seem odd to me. Plus, we got an insane amount of candy. Insane amount of candy and gifts as big as Christmas. Plus, my father was one of these fathers who liked to decorate. He liked to make window displays. Everything we had in our house was decorated as much as it could possibly be. He used the gels and the fancy lighting and the Christmas lights, everything to make a dramatic effect when the kids came downstairs, saw their Easter baskets, and boom. They did not hide the baskets. The baskets were in front of the fireplace. What they hid were Easter eggs. The Easter Bunny hid Easter eggs all over the house. That was it. And then our job was to go find the eggs. Great. But more importantly, we had gifts, major league gifts. And, okay, so now that's what I had for 18 years. That's what I knew. My brother and sister and I are 6 years apart. Therefore, this went on for decades. 18 years, that's how Easter was. And then around 3, we had a big Easter dinner, which was usually ham or turkey. Grandma or grandpa came over. That was our Easter. It was great. It was very nice. It was simple. It was pretty, and we felt safe. But more importantly, we felt like we had a lot of gifts. That's what I thought Easter was about. Sometimes we'd go to church. There'd be spikes in my childhood where my father would feel religious and we'd have to go to church. That didn't happen too often. Then, of course, there was the issue as to whether or not my mother was Christian. Never clear. To this day, not clear. A lot of reason to believe she was Jewish. A lot of reason to believe that her mother was Jewish. Thanks to Ancestry.com, this has been an endless debate since they died. However, the issue today is, what do you do on Easter? Because we had a very specific Easter. We got a lot of gifts, and I'm talking major gifts, tons of money, expensive things, you know, the $20 toys. Whoa, you're kidding me. Now I get married, and my current wife has a lovely family, but they had the opposite economic point of view. They had the same amount of money as we did. They lived in the same kind of house and community and the same religious backgrounds. There was no difference. There was no socioeconomic difference between the family I grew up in and the family my current wife grew up in. Same. Except she was way ahead. Her father's a lawyer. When your father's a lawyer, you get the color TV first in the neighborhood. However, her mother had financial insecurity. Her mother was afraid to spend money. Her mother gave them a birthday party every other year. When I heard that, I was so horrified. I mean, what do you mean you give your kid a birthday party every other year? They're 8. They can't conceptualize that next year they're going to get a birthday party. But that's what she did. Every other year, her 3 kids got a party every other year. It's bizarre. Strange. Excuse me. Horrible. Now we're married. And I say, well, let's start getting gifts for Easter. And my wife looks at me, what do you mean getting gifts? Let's get our kids gifts. We got to load up the gifts. We got to give them this toy, this toy, this toy, this event, this experience. She goes, what are you talking about? It's Easter. I said, yes, it's Easter. And we better start shopping now. She had no idea what I was talking about. I said, well, it's Easter. We have to get them at least as many gifts as they got on Christmas. Maybe more. I got more some years. She was horrified. She was horrified. She was like, no, you don't do that on Easter. You get them maybe a sweater. A sweater? Maybe one toy. One toy? No, this is a major holiday. This is a fun-packed holiday where we could play with toys all day. New toys all day and night. That's what I experienced. She did not experience that. It was one of our first sources of angst, one of our first sources of debate. What do you mean you don't get toys? What do you mean you don't give them tons of stuff? I'm right. If you can do it, you give your kids as many gifts as you can on every holiday because they're only going to be kids for a little while. And I want them to have spectacular memories of this, regardless of how this happens. What do you think? 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. How'd your family handle it? How do you reconcile these things in a marriage? I don't know how to reconcile these things in a marriage because things that I experienced in childhood, that's the right way you do it. That's how you do it. And then my mother made potato au gratin, which when I was little, it was a horrible thought. But as I got older, I realized the wisdom of potatoes au gratin that combined the three things I like best, cheese, cream, and potatoes. How could I have objected to that earlier? But I did. And then my mother made ham, potatoes au gratin. I never ate sweet potatoes. I don't know what this thing is with sweet potatoes. Many people like sweet potatoes. No interest. And then some green thing that, string beans. String beans with nuts, almonds. Okay, that was all right. I could do that. But I'm darn sure that what you do at Easter is give as many gifts as you do at Christmas, if possible. Beautiful gifts. My dad gave my mother incredible coats and clothes and shoes at Easter. The joy of the season, the joy of renewal, the joy of rebirth. That's what you do. It's always a challenge when you bring together two families and boom, the traditions are different. They clash. Therefore, I have decided that since nowhere has anybody written down the rules for Easter, where are the rules for giving at Easter? They don't exist. There are rules for giving at Christmas, Halloween, other holidays, but at Easter, it's this nebulous, vague, sunshine in the spring kind of holiday where no one's very specific. Or worse, you go to church at 10 in the morning, the service is too long, and then you go home, and it's 5 hours to a meal, and your blood sugar's crashing, and there's stuff on TV you don't care about. It's a very confusing holiday for me. But that's what we did. It was as big as Christmas. That's how the kids were treated, as big as Christmas. And that's how I wanted to treat my kids until, wait for it, my mother-in-law got wind of this. And she's like, what are you talking about? You're not going to give them all this stuff. They don't get all that stuff at Easter. And she wanted to cheapen down my Easter. She wanted to cheapen it down. That's not what we do. We become grandiose and damn sure that we're right. That's the job. That is the job of the domineering parent. I was going to say the dominant parent. God help me. But the domineering parent, that's the job. We're going to drag our traditions from childhood and impose them on my kids and my wife. And they will accept it because my tradition says more gifts. My tradition says bigger and more gifts. That's what you do at Easter. I don't see anything wrong with that. And I also happen to think it's very Christian. I think it's a very Christian thing to do, that you get big gifts at Easter. That's the right answer. What do you think? I have a phone, and I'd love to talk to you at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Plus, I have more information about the Grammys for you coming up in just seconds. It's Grammy night, and I got the rights to two songs. This is a song that came out in the 20s. I have the rights to this. This was the first song that won a Grammy that celebrated proper hygiene.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream.
And Female Artist of the Year, 1968. Do you know who this is? But I think the most exciting thing that I have learned tonight is that Brandy Carlisle, Belinda Carlisle's daughter, is a lesbian. Coming up in just seconds, I think you and I will be talking to Andre, who's on the ground in Ukraine. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave and New England for Monday and Tuesday with partly cloudy skies and seasonable temperatures, highs in the 50s and overnight lows in the 40s, as Wednesday through the early part of next weekend look wet. Down south, it's very wet. Huntsville, Alabama has had over 7 inches of rain since January. Nashville, Tennessee, almost 6 inches of rain. Same for Birmingham, Alabama, and more is on the way this week. Atlanta, Georgia will see 2 to 3 inches of rain through Thursday. Same for Birmingham. Dallas, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, Little Rock will all see over an inch of rain, along with a possibility severe spring thunderstorms as several cold fronts interact with Gulf of Mexico moisture. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Andre Dorodinsky is in Ukraine. He's on the ground in Ukraine. He lives in Ukraine. He is a banker. He has 2 handicapped parents, and it is his responsibility to take care of them. Andre, how are you holding up tonight?
Good night, dear Walter. Good night, dear America. Yep, it was a couple of hours ago in my city, air attacks the whole day, and around 8 rockets hit directly in the city. And Walter, I have a small story to tell you. First of all, I want to say that from previous week, situation has changed. It's not become better. It's not became worse. It just changed. Russia changed their military tactic, and now they just covertly bombing civil citizens, civil cities, from ships that are situated in Black Sea and from territory of Crimea. They don't care what bomb would be, it be military objects or it would be civil hospitals, schools, shelters. For example, today at 6 a.m. they attacked my city from air. Partially rockets were shot down, but from our militaries, but 3 rockets that morning hit the rationery and the sky painted in orange color of sunset, and in a second the whole city woke up at the moment from vibration, broken windows, car alarms that soon turned in completely black, which did not let in a single ray of the sun. Walter, have you seen the terrifying photos from the city of Bucha, Kyiv region, which was liberated by Ukrainian army a couple of days ago?
No sunlight.
Walter, in these photos, civilians with their hands tied behind their backs and bullets in the back of the head, civilians who just riding bicycle to home or to groceries, raped naked women, well, raped naked children were found there, girls aged 7-10 years, and Russian, this called special military operation, and they declare that operation is going according to plan. Is that their plan to rape children, women, kill civil citizens? What could a child of 7 years old to do to deserve such a fate? Are these the Nazis that Russia is talking about? They have already stated that all it is fake, the photos are forged, and this is Ukrainian propaganda. But I want to say that it's not propaganda, but it's a deliberate extermination of Ukrainian people. These war crimes that even a little more than a month ago would have been unmanaged, unimaginable. And the whole world is peacefully looking at this and is afraid to apply sanctions because they are afraid that their economy will suffer and do not want to hear and to think that every of these countries would be next and may find themselves in the same situation. The world must stop this madness, this bloodshed. The whole world must condemn Russia for every terrible crime and for all the grief, for all the trouble that they have brought to our home. They must answer for every rape and murdered child, for every murdered mother, for every murdered man, soldier, citizen, for every destroyed house, school, hospital, kindergarten. The world should never forgive a single case, everyone who took part in this madness. They should be punished.
Andrei Dorodansky is in Ukraine, and he's with his two handicapped parents, and he is describing to us the horror of Russia attacking ceaselessly his country, nonstop, every night, endless bombing, and the rape and the rape and attack on children, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old girls and women. This is what he's describing. He is in Ukraine. He is live. He is on the ground. And he has a perspective that you and I don't have and that, frankly, I've never heard a reporter give. He's explained to us several times that the bombing continues every night from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. What else should we know, Andre?
I just want to think that you should listen independent mass media, look internet, for example, just even search photos from Kyiv, from Bucha. It's the most popular tech now in Instagram, and you can find pictures from there all over where it's unhuman photos because around 300 people were buried in one grave.
Walter, wait. Say that again, Andre. Say that again. 300 people were buried in one grave.
Yep. You should find these photos and see it's just one grave. It's civil citizens that were that were killed in city in Bucha. It's Kyiv district. It's almost the center of the Ukraine. And Russia told that no one civil citizen died while they were there. But facts are talking the opposite because the full city is lying in dead bodies of men, women, children. Even no one clear house. It's all destroyed, Walter. It's awful photos. It's unhuman.
Where are those photos again, Andre? Where are those photos?
You could search it internet. Just type at Google, Bucha photos, Bucha photo Kyiv, and you will find it. It's no problem. It's
okay. Andre, we are going to pray for you continuously. We're going to pray for you and your parents. Would it be possible for you to get your parents out of the country, or are they in no condition to leave?
They can't go outside of country. It's no condition. My mother in the hospital now, and that is helping for her. And I am the other part of the city. I am working because I need to do my job to support them. So I don't think it's real for now. And just couple hours ago, I think maybe 2-3 hours, Russia attacked Odessa again. And again, partially rockets were shut down, but about around 5 or 6 rockets hit the city. I don't know where for now, because for security reasons, we will know about this in maybe 12 hours, maybe in a day, but rockets hit in the civil house, as I know from previous information.
Andre,
military operation.
Andre Dorodansky, yep. We are praying for you. We'll be in touch with you again next Sunday. I appreciate these updates. My listeners appreciate these updates. And through the week, get in touch with me if there's anything we can do for you. Which sounds silly. I mean, I don't know what to do for someone who has to deal with bombs going off over him for 10 hours a day, but we are here for you. Our prayers are here for you. And America is on your side, Andre.
Walter, I just want to say the last one now. First of all, I want to thank you for your invitation to your show. For you trying to bring people the truth from the first hand, I want to thank the government of America for your support for fighting this evil with us. I want to thank all the citizens of America who help us, whether it's support in the internet, whether it is support with clothes, food, medicine, or money. Thank you all. We really need it. Thanks for all you're doing for us. Victory is coming soon.
Andre Dorodinsky, who's on the ground live in Ukraine with you and me on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you, Andre. Thank you very much. This is Sterling on Sunday. When you go into a drugstore and you look at the greeting cards, they're like, who are these for? What are these for? My kindergarten teacher in 1958?
Oh my
no, they're like all formal and fluffy and flowery, and that's not who you and I are. What you want to do is go to filthycard.com. That's the website, filthycard.com. And you will find hysterical and a little naughty greeting cards for all occasions. These are beautifully done cards. Great paper stock, great ink. They look terrific. But the message inside, you want to read it when you're alone. Go to filthycard.com. This is not a joke. Go to filthycard.com. Enter my name, Walter! Enter my name, Walter, and you'll see a significant discount. And you'll have some fun. You'll be able to send a card to your buddies. But go there now. Go there now. Go there now. See the filthy cards at filthycard.com. It's Easter. And what are you going to do for Easter? You can't spend too much money. It's not that kind of holiday. And you can't spend too little money or they're going to say you're cheap. What you want to do is get moccasins from MyPillow. Moccasins from MyPillow are unique because they're meant to be worn outside. They have 4 layers, including a special solid layer to provide incredible comfort. Layer 2, comfort memory foam. Layer 3, patented impact gel. The impact gel is revolutionary and absorbing impact and relieving pressure. And number 4, indoor-outdoor sole. It's for all-day use. Finished with high-quality leather, my slipper linings are soft and cozy, indoor-outdoor, imported from Cambodia, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 1-year limited warranty. You have got to take a look at these at 800-844-0876. Call them, 800-844-0876. They're there now. A person from MyPillow is waiting to hear from you live right now. You're looking around for someone to talk to? There they are, 800-844-0876. But the colors of these slippers are, they're Easter colors. You can get them in pink. You can get them in a beautiful buff tan. I love these slippers. I am wearing them right now. You can wear them outside. Comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor, outdoor. It has a 60-day money-back guarantee. You hate it on day 59, send it back. Plus a 1-year limited warranty. Please call and get information about the beautiful slippers that are perfect for Easter. Use the promo code Walter. You must use the promo code Walter. That's how you get the giant discounts, like half off. Use the promo code Walter. You get giant discounts, and I get credit for my hard work. Go to 800-844-0876.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
Before you go to the jiggle joint, make sure you get a hall pass from your lady. A real estate agent named Missy from Laguna Beach, California, didn't like her man going to the strip club because he confessed that he loved getting lap dances and he also paid the women for sex. Thus, the girlfriend not that excited about it. So she put a tracker on his car and found him at the jiggle joint. So she went home and got herself armed with a pink thong and 7-inch heels, rolled into the jiggle joint, got dressed or undressed in the lingerie, got on stage, did a little dance, spent some time with that pole, and then looked at her boyfriend and said, "See ya, I'm out of here." Hall passes. Gentlemen, before you go to the jiggle joint, make sure your lady knows. As a general rule, women are a jealous bunch. No matter how good they look, women want you to look upon them and see no other woman in the world. They want to be your focus. A cautionary tale. From the Champagne Room, this is Strippers on the Loose. I'm Velo Hool on Sterling at Night.
All right, it's 23 past the hour, 23 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling, a giant three-hour network radio show every Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. West Coast time. I love being with you. We just had an interview with Andre, who's in Ukraine now, live now, taking care of his two handicapped parents. At 23 past the next hour, we will repeat that interview and share that information with you. I don't know what other hosts are doing, why they don't have on-the-ground guests. They always have official reporters, official spokespeople. I have no interest in that. You know I have no interest in that. Do you, Kim? Do you, Kim, welcome to Sterling on Sunday?
Hi, Walter. It's good. Glad to be on with you. That I felt was very sad.
Very sad.
Yes. So, but what I called for,
yes,
I wanted to let you know what I'm doing, what I have done for my grandson for Easter this year.
I'm sure it's something dramatic and wonderful. Please tell us. Please tell us, Kim.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have to tell you that he has some physical challenges, and he has fine motor skill that the physical therapists are working with him on. So the first thing I did was I signed him up for the St. Louis Cardinals Kids Club, and I am in the process of looking. They've got some kids clinics where they have the alum from the Cardinals come, or they have current players that will come and help the clinics, and so I talked to the Cardinal front office and explained to them about his physical challenges and his fine motor skills, and they are going to accommodate him so he can do these clinics. So his Easter is pretty well finished, plus I got him a cute little Easter basket that had trucks and cars and a bucket hat in it, so...
What I think is terrific, a major evolution in our society that's been quiet but steady, is when you were a kid, there were almost no accommodations for a kid like your grandchild. None.
Right, right.
There was none in school. You called a major league ball team and they would have said, well, gee, you know, there's nothing we can do for him. Keep him out of the park. He might get hurt. There would have been no accommodations. Today.
Oh, yeah, well, well, you know, I'm visually impaired, so I didn't even have any accommodations when I was in school.
Today, the world has evolved so that there's massive accommodations for kids who have a little challenge, a medium challenge, a vast challenge. There are the IEP documents that are legal documents that schools generate for kids who need extra support. I will never forget. Let me tell you a nice story. I will never forget the first time I took my Dorothy, who's now 17, into her public school in New York City. And she was going in third grade. She was transferring from a private school to a public school in third grade. And in third grade, my Dorothy could not read. She couldn't read one word. She could not process information on the page into her brain. And this was in a public school in New York City. The principal sees this. She calls a meeting the next day. We walk into this meeting the next day, her mom and I, and there is the principal, the assistant principal, the teacher, her teacher, a special ed teacher, another special ed teacher, a Board of Education representative, and there were six people at this table. And the principal, Susan Felder, the principal of PS 40 in New York City, looked at the table, looked at me and her mom, and said, Mr. Sterling, by the end of this year, by the end of third grade, your Dorothy will read. That is our commitment to you. And you will get a monthly update in writing of what we have done for her and how we're going to get her there. And I'm telling you, Steph, from the beginning of that year to the end of third grade, by the end of third grade, my kid could read. And that was a public school. How cool is that? Now, it gets more interesting. I have a 10-year-old who has apraxia. Do you know what that is?
No, I've never heard the word before, no.
I hadn't either. I hope you never hear it again. Apraxia is a severe speech delay. Great brain, smart as hell, social, but a severe speech delay. And again, what we have in a public school is a team of people who are, and thank you for the call, is a team of people who are dedicated to getting her to where she needs to go. Well, 25, 30 years ago, those kids would have been put in a basement classroom with the grates on the windows, and there would have been very little hope. But now they are embraced and exalted and celebrated, and this is an important evolution in our culture, incredibly important evolution. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. I get to have the privilege of spending time with you. Clearly, there's nothing that can be done for me. No IEP at this point in my life is going to help me, but at least it's there for my kids. And then I've got to tell you something amazing about my 16-year-old. Not that you would care, but you're going to hear it anyway. And then let's you and I talk about the situation in Ukraine, not from a political point of view, but from the fact that you and I just heard from a man who lives in Ukraine, shared his story with us in Ukraine. I don't know where these, quote, news organizations are. Where are they with him? 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Nebel.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling on Sunday, weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The Pacific Northwest will get several potent storms this week, producing copious rainfall in Seattle and Portland, with snows in the Cascades and Rocky Mountains measured in feet. These storms will move into the northern plains as the week progresses. No moisture for Southern California or the southwestern desert. Strong Pacific ridge of high pressure Wednesday through Friday. Temperatures soaring into the 90s and lower 100s in portions of the Sacramento and San Joaquin valleys, Las Vegas, and the deserts later this week. Fairbanks, Alaska, on the other hand, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Temperatures in the 20s during the day, teens at night. More sunshine later in the week and rising to near 40 by week's end. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Pythons versus bobcats. A pack of monkeys gets a new leader. Three-way sex. And the worst driving instructor ever. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's on this week's Florida Stories.
Well, it's 37 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday. There are people who live in an entirely different world, a world that you and I can't imagine. Brooklyn Beckham. Brooklyn Beckham and his bride-to-be sign a mother and father of all prenups. They sign the mother and father of all prenups. You know, the son of Posh Beckham. Okay. Well, you figure that Brooklyn Beckham, that his bride, is signing a prenup to protect his fortune from his parents, his insanely rich parents. But that's not true. It is understood that his bride has signed a prenup with his heiress bride-to-be, Nicola Peltz. The $380 million fortune of 23-year-old Brooklyn's parents, David and Victoria, David Beckham, that's dwarfed by the estimated $1.3 billion in wealth of Miss Peltz's financier father, Nelson Peltz. News of the prenup comes as preparations for Saturday's $3 million ceremony and party at the Peltz family mansion in Palm Beach. They gather and they're getting it together. David and Victoria have already jetted to Miami together with family members, including daughters Harper and Victoria's niece, Libby Adams. Despite her future mother-in-law's knowledge of fashion, Miss Peltz, who's only 27, recruited Leslie Fremar, a stylist who has worked with Hollywood A-listers Demi Moore and Charlize Theron, to help choose her dress. The pair traveled to the headquarters of Valentino in Rome, and Miss Peltz has confirmed her gown as being designed by fashion houses Pier Paolo Piccolo. Brooklyn Beckham is understood to have signed a prenup agreement with his heiress bride-to-be, Nicola Peltz. So you see, Brooklyn Beckham has signed the prenup because she has billions of dollars. He has a mere $100 million from soccer. I mean, who cares about that? And from the Spice Girls, who cares about that? This woman has billions of dollars, and she's very young, and he's very young. But what's spooky about Brooklyn Beckham is this. He posts on YouTube videos about how to cook. He's a chef. He fancies himself a chef. But many people who know about chef things tell me that his recipes don't work. They see him in all of his hunkiness, making dishes in his kitchen in Brooklyn. Brooklyn making dishes in Brooklyn. But they may not be all that terrific. But that apparently is his career. And that seems to be enough for her. His girlfriend. Now, didn't he go with a civilian for a long time? Didn't he date like a normal person? And now he decided to step up to a billionaire. Let me tell you about cooking. I learned everything I needed to know about cooking this week. I watched the, is it HBO, HBO Max, HBO Plus series on Julia Child. This changed my life. This is what I learned from it. I couldn't believe. I have cooked all my life. I'm the one in the house who cooks. Any relationship I've ever had, I've been the one who has had to cook. That's me. I'm watching this Julia Child biography on HBO. And in it, she explains how to prepare a French omelet, which was the first dish she made on her WGBH public television TV show. And I really didn't think I was going to learn anything. I mean, I know how to cook an omelet, and it turns out I had no idea how to cook an omelet. This is how Julia Child cooks an omelet. Try this yourself tonight, tomorrow. It's amazing. Take 3 eggs. Whisk them with lots of elbow grease, like really attack them in the bowl. Whisk them very hard. And then put cold butter into the pan. Cold butter. And in Julia Child's worldview, you should always use too much butter. I agree with this. Always use too much butter. It needs to be right out of the refrigerator. That was news to me because in my current relationship, my wife at the moment, excuse me, I'm crossing my legs, which is exhausting exercise for today. My wife leaves the butter out. And when I first saw that she was leaving the butter out, I was horrified, as any normal person would be. The reason she leaves the butter out is that apparently if it's salted butter, you don't have to keep it in the refrigerator, which I find disturbing. You take the cold butter, you put it in the pan, and then Julia said these magic words: let the butter melt until it's about to turn brown. And right before it's going to turn brown, that's when you pour the eggs in. I'm like, oh, that's when you pour the eggs in. Then the eggs won't turn brown. They won't get that crispy thing, which you don't want on the thing. Then she said, you put in a little salt and a little pepper, and you cook it at the lowest flame you can get away with. And then, when you're bored of that, you flip it. You flip it on top of itself. Let it cook a little while. Plate it. Oh, and the other thing she said, which was shocking for a French chef, she said, and you cook it in a nonstick pan. And she was saying that in 1960. You cook it in a nonstick pan. Tons of butter, nonstick pan, salt and pepper, and boom. It'll be perfect. And you know what? It's been perfect. So perfect. I have to do this. You're just going to have to tolerate me. What am I doing here? I have to get this wire away from this microphone. There. Okay. Now everybody will be happier. Okay. That's it. Cold butter, salt and pepper, nonstick pan, maybe 5 minutes you cook, and it was delicious, crazy delicious, better than any omelet I've ever had before in my life. There you got it. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. All right, I want to share with you what I do for Easter. I go to MyPillow, and they have such an array of incredible gifts. But the great thing about the MyPillow slippers and moccasins and sheets is that these are quality items. They are perfect, in fact, for Easter. You'd be proud to give them for Easter as the Easter Bunny. Proud to give them, but they don't cost too much. That's the great thing. This is a high-quality item. The MyPillow moccasin is four layers, including a memory foam layer and a gel. What does the gel do? It makes it possible for you to enjoy this moccasin outside. You can walk the dog in your moccasins. They're designed to be used indoor or outdoor. They have beautiful colors. You can get them in this gorgeous buff tan or pink. Go to 800-844-0876. That's the phone number, 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter, and you will see, boom, the price is dropped by half. Boom! The price is dropped by half. You put your feet in these moccasins, it's like an orgasm for your feet. Don't your feet deserve an orgasm? I think so. 800-844-0876. Put your feet in there, and wow, they feel incredible. They feel spectacular. Say my name, Walter, and you will get a dramatic discount. It's like 50% off anything you see on the website, anything you see anyplace else. This is a gift you want to give on Easter because these are Easter colors. Everybody's happy when they get slippers and moccasins, right? Nobody gets, why'd you give me moccasins? No one gets mad when you give somebody moccasins. They get happy. 800-844-0876. Indoor, outdoor moccasins from MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
It's tournament time, and the action is heating up. Make sure your picks aren't ice cold. The BetQL app is here to help you make smarter bets. From the first round through the finals, BetQL's model runs thousands of simulations to find you the most profitable betting opportunities for each game. With BetQL's proven data and expert analysis, you'll know which bets to make and which ones to skip. Download the free BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com to get started.
Do you ever get the feeling you're spending a little too much time online? Me too. In fact, I felt it so much that I started a whole podcast about it. It's called Offline. It's a new weekly interview podcast from me, Jon Favreau. Each week on Offline, I talk to someone from news, politics, entertainment, sports, or business about the ways our extremely online existence is shaping the way we live, work, and interact with one another. New episodes of Offline with Jon Favreau drop every Sunday. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the intersection of Wall Street, Washington, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood, news is happening all the time, and there's always more to the story. Hi, I'm Peter Hamby, host of a new daily podcast powered by Puck News called The Powers That Be. Every weekday on The Powers That Be, I'll ride alongside the always informed but equally curious journalists at Puck News for an inside look behind the stories shaping the week and our culture. Listen to The Powers That Be, a podcast from Cadence 13 Studios, available for free now on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's March. Bring on the brackets. It's time for the tourney on Odyssey. Check out podcasts for local insider info on each team with the Locked On Podcast Network. Hear guest appearances from the biggest names in basketball on CBS Sports Radio. Plus, listen to live play-by-play for every game throughout the tournament, from the first four to the national championship with the Odyssey app. Everything you need for the college basketball tournament lives on Odyssey.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I feel better after I have a nice cup of coffee.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, for our first Florida Story, we're going to start off in the Everglades, where we've been following one of the many interesting wildlife phenomena that's been happening in Florida. Over the years, Florida residents have gotten Burmese pythons, and some of them have escaped, or maybe they were let out into the wild. And then there's also an Indian python that's also either escaped or been let out into the wild. And while in the real world, in the natural world, these two pythons have never interbred, they have in the Everglades of Florida, and they've come up with this new super breed of python that's a hybrid between the Indian and the Burmese python. And the concern here is it's one of these invasive species. It doesn't have any natural predators. It's going to run out of control. And while they're not particularly harmful to human beings, the concern is what on earth is going to happen to the rest of the wildlife in the Everglades? How is it going to be affected by this? Well, we see Florida rising to the occasion. Wildlife officials have spotted repeated evidence of this native species of bobcats, who themselves have adapted to their new neighbors, and they love to eat these python eggs. So this native species of bobcat is now flourishing wildly in the Everglades because they have this new, abundant, nutritious food source. I guess those eggs are delicious and really good for the little kitty cats. And so just like the micro solution for if you have snakes on your farm, go get a couple little cats and maybe they'll clean them up a little bit. This is happening on a giant scale in the Everglades. We have the biggest, fattest snakes in the world, and they're being eaten by some of the baddest ass little kitty cats that Florida has to offer. And so I will keep you updated on this zoological rumble in the jungle. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going up to Fort Lauderdale. Also in wildlife news, there is a pack of monkeys that have escaped from a research facility like back in the 1940s. And there's a colony of them that live next to the international airport there in Fort Lauderdale. I've talked about them a bunch on Florida Stories. You've probably heard it before. But the update this time around is the alpha monkey in this pack. The locals have named him Mikey. He has been knocked off his throne as the alpha male of the pack by a new young upstart. And here on Florida Stories, we are tracking the progress of this new hierarchy for you. And the new alpha male doesn't have a name yet, but if he can keep his seat, I'm thinking maybe we should name him, like, I don't know, Will Smith. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
What? Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. Springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
We were talking about Brooklyn. Yeah, Brooklyn Beckham, who's getting married, but he had to sign the pre-up because he's married a woman who has $1 billion. He only has like $100 million. And he's not a great chef. There isn't a lot of future there for Brooklyn. He's a very attractive guy, but he's marrying a woman who is, frankly, more attractive than he is. And she has $1 billion. And I wonder if it works in his marriage the same way it works in your marriage or mine. The rule for a man in marriage, which too many men discard, is hold this thought. If you have a son, if you're about to get married, this is the best advice you can carry to them. Whatever she wants is good. Whatever the bride-to-be, the fiancé, whatever you want to call her, whatever she wants in the marriage is a good idea. The biggest mistake you can make is to change it. The biggest mistake the groom can make is to edit the plans in the bride's mind. Because it's a very simple math. Every bride has been thinking about her marriage and her ideal marriage since she was 8. Have you? As a guy, have you been thinking about your ideal marriage since you've been 8? No. Maybe you thought, you know, hula girls in Hawaii might be nice. That was the extent of your thinking. But your potential bride, your fiancé, she knows exactly what she wants. And if you change one flower, one guest, you will hear about it the rest of your life. I made that mistake. In my mind, I thought the best place to get married would be a club I knew in Manhattan. A club that I loved, a club that I'd been a member of for 30 years, beautiful club. That was not what my wife had in her head. What she had in her head was, get this wacky idea. She wanted to get married in a church. And then the reception really didn't matter to her much, but I'm thinking logistics in Manhattan on a Saturday. I'm thinking I don't want to put people on a bus, take them from the church to the club for a reception. To me, that was a horrible idea. The streets are narrow. The streets are busy. I really didn't want to move around. And at my age, I had no interest in moving around. And besides, with my friends, half of them would get off the bus and never appear again. That's what would have happened. Most of my friends would have attended the wedding, gotten on the bus, and then disappeared. Would have shown up at the reception, maybe half the number of people in the church. Therefore, I wanted them all encapsulated in one place. We had the wedding in the club. The wedding was in one part of the club, the reception in another part of the club. I was in heaven. My wife was ticked off. She's still ticked off that we didn't have that wedding in a church. Later on, I suggested, and I thought this was generous spiritually of me, I said, well, why don't we get married again? Why don't we book a church of your choice, dear, and get married again? And I suggested X date. Well, that wasn't going to happen. And that wasn't going to happen because her sister, who has done nothing for me, her sister was getting married like that month. And we could not steal the thunder from her sister, who is getting married in a fancy Episcopalian church on Fifth Avenue, possibly the fanciest Episcopalian church in America. We were not going to steal from that. I'm like, what are you talking about? We already got married years ago. We're just going to have a nice Catholic ceremony. What are you talking about? Well, my sister is getting married that month. That didn't happen. So we did not have a second marriage. We did not have a second ceremony. And that reminds me, my anniversary is April 21st, and I had better not screw it up. I had better come up with a plan. I'd better come up with a plan for our anniversary. Men are never good at the plans for anniversaries. We're just not. How many years has it been? Holy crow, 21 years. 21 years. I will be married 21 years on April 21st. There's a poetry to it. And the result has been Dorothy, who's 19, and Meredith, who's 16, and Sam, who's 10. That's what I tell you about. My middle child, my 16-year-old, won multiple dance competitions this weekend. Multiple. 3 days of dance competitions. Is there anything more challenging for a parent? But she did it. She came in first in her category in every one of those. And her class came in first in their category or somewhere. I didn't care about her class. I cared about her and the fact that she came home with a 2.5-foot-high trophy. 2.5-foot-high trophy, which is now sitting in our picture window of our lovely suburban home. I am so proud of her because I can't believe how hard they have to work. They work so hard. And how much do they get paid? Oh, how much do I have to pay for this? It's insane. But then people say, well, you know, it's a lot you have to pay. Really? Guess what? If my kid was in Little League, if it was a boy in Little League or hockey, it'd be much, much more. I'm here every single Sunday. Yes, we're here every single Sunday at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Hey, Drew. Is Drew there? Hi, Drew.
Hey, Walter. How you doing?
Drew got us the interview.
And I hope I sound better. I got myself a new Bluetooth just for you.
Drew, I hate them. Just use a normal phone. Drew got us the interview with Andre in Ukraine. Thank you so much, Drew, for getting us the interview with Andre in Ukraine. He will be on again next week. You are a real champ for making that happen. I am deeply grateful to you. Thank you.
Thank you, too. I'm just proud. I'm really proud of Andre and you guys, really. I was so very happy to hear him. And it just makes me appreciate more. People need to appreciate what we have.
All right, at 20 past the next hour, we will hear that interview again. Drew in Las Vegas, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession. Capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And New England for Monday and Tuesday with partly cloudy skies and seasonable temperatures. Highs in the 50s and overnight lows in the 40s. As Wednesday through the early part of next weekend look wet. Down south, it's very wet. Huntsville, Alabama has had over 7 inches of rain since January. Nashville, Tennessee, almost 6 inches of rain. Same for Birmingham, Alabama. And more is on the way this week. Atlanta, Georgia will see 2 to 3 inches of rain through Thursday. Same for Birmingham. Dallas, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, Little Rock will all see over an inch of rain, along with the possibility severe spring thunderstorms as several cold fronts interact with Gulf of Mexico moisture. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part 2 of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, let's travel up to Jacksonville. I don't know if you've ever had one of these jobs where you had to be there at like 4 in the morning, but if you're a meteorologist on a morning TV show, you're on your way to work at like 3, 3:30 in the morning, and that's when all the drunk people are coming home. So sometimes you get to see some wild stuff while you're passing the drunk people going home while you're going to work. The meteorologist at News 4 Jax, his name's Richard Nunn, he actually witnessed a car crash, and it's not like it crashed into a tree or into another car. It crashed into a trailer house, which is pretty Florida to begin with. But then a car fire popped up. So the meteorologist pulls over his car, gets out, and he gets the neighbor's fire hose, and he starts dousing the car, and then he uses his Apple Watch to summon emergency help. The guy who owns the trailer wasn't there at the time. So what we have here is this drunk guy, about 3:30 in the morning, is being pulled out of his flaming car, and he looks up, and who's there? It's the meteorologist on the TV station. He must have been a little freaked out. And it turns out the guy who tells you the weather every morning very well may have saved his life. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, I really don't have the truth here. This is in Lake Worth Beach, Florida, where a couple last fall, a married couple, was friends with a 29-year-old Florida woman. And something happened in a falling out in this little three-way relationship where they didn't want to be friends with her anymore. So she took the sexually explicit photos that she had of the couple together and started sending it to their family members, their employers. It was kind of a revenge thing. And it doesn't say that they were in like some sort of three-way relationship, but it also doesn't explain how on earth would she get sexually explicit pictures of the couple. And it doesn't say the husband had an affair or anything and he was sending her pictures. My theory, and I'm just full of it, so I think they were in a three-way, and when they broke it up with her, she got a little upset and is trying to get revenge that way. Yeah, don't you hate it when the girl that you and your spouse are having a three-way with gets all upset and starts sending your nudes to your family? Yeah, I don't know what that's like either. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
And for our last Florida story of the day, we're going to Pasco County, where a 54-year-old Florida man was pulled over on U.S. 19 when the cop approached the vehicle. The driver appeared intoxicated, so you peek in the back seat, you see a halfway demolished 24-pack of Natural Light. So he takes him out the car, gives him a sobriety test. Dude fails multiple times, and then they give him the breathalyzer. He has a BAC nearly three times the legal limit. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because his day job, he's a driving instructor.
Hold my beer.
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. Springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
It's 10 past 9 on the West Coast. It is 10 past midnight on the East Coast. Welcome, my midnight misfits. Those of you who do not belong, you belong here. Those of you who don't fit in, you fit in here. Welcome, Midnight Misfits, Sterling on Sunday. Tony Jacobson is a misfit. And he said, you know, I can't work at a big corporation. I'm not going to sit in one of those cubicles. I won't be a corner office guy. And I certainly don't ever want to talk to the human resources lady. Isn't that about right, Tony?
Yeah, I guess I started a business out of college and kind of avoided working for the big company scene right out of the get-go.
There's nothing more repulsive than somebody who gets their 25-year pin at a giant corporation and a lunch. To me, that is the opposite of the opportunities that we have. And Tony Jacobson started a company on his own that was so successful, he's been able to say, you know, I'm going to give you a piece of it. I'm going to invite you to it. This is not a formal invitation. He's just going to share with us what he did. But I'll bet you, during the pandemic, you were sitting at home. You had nothing to do, and you were saying, you know, I'm not going back to work. I am not going to go back to the work, but I want to start my own company. I want to be able to work for myself. But then there's the rub. To take on 100% risk of starting your own company is not something grown-ups are comfortable with. And Tony has a midpoint. He started a company called Social Indoor. And Social Indoor is a company where if you're a franchisee, you are assigned a certain amount of geography in the country, and that's yours. And then they install, get this, this company, Social Indoor, installs computer screens in public restrooms, high-traffic public restrooms. These are beautiful computer screens. And with your knowledge of the community and your ability to persuade, you go out and you say to your friends, your neighbors, the businesses you know, hey, I have these great computer screens. And it has this number of people going by them every day. And we can put your message there in a proprietary exclusive area. Have I got it right, Tony?
Yeah, you are correct. They're 22-inch, so they're very large digital monitors. They're vertical. Most people are used to seeing a horizontal monitor. These are vertical on purpose because they're the same spec ratio of a cell phone. So if you could picture any social media you see on your phone, it would be also on that same monitor.
Now, let's say I get my local hardware store to agree to put advertising messages on these screens. And this is where I need step by step. How do I get the artwork and the information together and get it on that screen? Does Social Indoor, your company, help with that?
Yeah, we've got in-house creative people, plus we work with creative people across the country. Depending on the market size, a lot of people ultimately find their own creative people. And these are primarily going into bars and restaurants and popular nightclubs and such. So we install them in there at no cost to the venue. And then you monetize this by getting local advertisers.
In a given area, say Chattanooga, let's say I have the territory of Chattanooga. How many bars would that involve? How many places would my messages be able to go?
It's somewhat limitless, but we typically want to have a given territory that you can get at least 35 bars and restaurants, which if you think about it in that sense, You can have a fairly small geographic area and make that work. And we kind of work in that way. And every 33 restaurants represents 100 monitors, because there's basically two monitors that go above the urinals and one in the women's vanity. But a great market size would represent 33 venues. The larger the market, you know, you go to 66 or 100, you could have 200 or 300 venues, if you like, depending on your market size.
I can be a digital marketing titan with your company's social media. Now, who installs these monitors? Do I have to get a screwdriver and install them in the bathrooms?
No, we use certified electricians, and we help you set that up. So we provide all the monitors to you. We ship them to you. We set up your electricians for you, and we get that all rolling. And we've got, you know, tutorials for all of the electricians across the country that they use. Typical install takes a hand, you know, 2 to 3 hours to set up the monitors. And after that, it's the franchisee builds the relationship with the electrician or several electricians.
Tony, how long does it take me to get this going? Once you've installed the monitors in, for example, a market like Chattanooga, and there are 100 monitors in popular restrooms throughout the community, how long does it take me to start to build a business typically? I know there's no magic answer, but typically, how long would it take me to start to sell it, monetize it, collect the money? How long would that take?
The process takes a couple weeks to, you know, as far as the franchise itself goes. We have a 2-day training, then we send people to your market to go out and help you lease. But within 90 days, you're already leasing some of your venues and actually installing them. The first year is sort of basically the grind, if you will. But our goal is to always get someone in a 12-month period to have 35 to 50 venues set up, which sets them up for a very nice income stream.
35 to 50 is sort of the base to get a decent income stream. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. Now, what you and I have listened to is the CEO of Social Indoor. And this has been an entertaining conversation. I was fascinated by this business. I know that you've been sitting at home for 2 years, not happy with the prospect of going into work again. We're going to talk in just seconds about the anger of Apple computer employees about having to go back to work again. This is a great option. It's a franchise setup. You make an investment, they do most of the work for you, and then you monetize it. You can find out everything you want about it, plus the formal offering at socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. Is there a phone number that they can call to talk to you, Tony?
Yeah, so you can reach me at 952-800-1901.
All right, now give it again three times, because as we discussed, this is the worst phone number in the world.
Yes, I agree. 952-800-1901. So it's a 952 area code, then 800, then 1901.
Tony, I like you a lot. I got questions from the last time you were on. I bet I'll get more questions this time, and I look forward to having you on again. Thank you so much, Tony. Thanks for being on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT coming up in seconds. We're going to talk to you. It's 19 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday. Social Indoor. Social Indoor is your ticket to financial freedom. Social Indoor is a company that franchises out territories in your area. You're in Chattanooga, they have a franchise available in Chattanooga. It's a large area of Chattanooga that can be all yours, to go to your friends, to businesses in Chattanooga and say, listen, I represent Social Indoor. Well, what the hell's that? It's a large computer screen installed in the busiest bathrooms throughout Chattanooga. People go in, they see the computer screen, and boom, there are ads that you have sold, community messages that you have posted. It's your screen, and Social Indoor maintains it. This is the financial freedom you've been dreaming of through the pandemic. Get the information. Go to Social Indoor, which is the only place you can see the formal offering. This is not a formal offering. And get all of the information about owning a socialindoor.com franchise, a social indoor franchise, which will give you exclusive territory in your area to sell messages and advertising that go up on computer screens in the busiest restrooms in your area. Socialindoor.com. Get the information.
Sterling on Sunday.
I have the solution to the problem, which is, what the heck do you get people for Easter? I mean, after they're 10 years old, what do you get them for Easter? You can't give them a bunch of candy. All your friends are diabetics. What they want is a great footwear, and that's a MyPillow slipper or moccasin. The MyPillow moccasins come in a variety of beautiful colors, including tan, rust, or ready pink. It's a pretty, tasteful pink. You put your feet in these slippers or moccasins, and boom, it's an orgasm for your feet. But you must use my name, Walter. And when you say Walter, you will get a dramatic discount. It's like 50% off, 50% off, 50% off. Call 800-844-0876. Please call them now. And then you'll get it in time for Easter. 800-844-0876. What have you got to anybody for Easter? Have you gotten them anything yet? No. Problem solved. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. Get 50% off. Get these beautiful slippers and moccasins from MyPillow.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffillo.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
Andre Dorodinsky is in Ukraine. He's on the ground in Ukraine. He lives in Ukraine. He is a banker. He has two handicapped parents, and it is his responsibility to take care of them. Andre, how are you holding up tonight?
Good night, dear Walter. Good night, dear America. Yep, it was a couple of hours ago in my city, air attacks the whole day, and around 8 rockets hit directly in the city. And Walter, I have a small story to tell you. First of all, I want to say that from previous week, situation has changed. It's not become better. It's not became worse. It just changed. Russia changed their military tactic, and now they just covertly bombing civil citizens, civil cities, from ships that are situated in Black Sea and from territory of Crimea. They don't care what bomb would be. It be military objects, or it would be civil hospitals, schools, shelters. For example, today at 6 a.m., they attacked my city from air. Partially, rockets were shot down from our militaries, but 3 rockets at morning hit the rationery, and the sky painted in orange color of sunset, and in a second, the whole city woke up at the moment from vibration, broken windows, car alarms that soon turned in completely black, which did not let in a single ray of the sun. Walter, have you seen the photos from the city of Bucha, Kyiv region, which was liberated by Ukrainian army a couple of days ago?
No sunlight.
Walter, in these photos, civilians with their hands tied behind their backs and bullets in the back of the head, civilians who just riding bicycle to home or to groceries, raped naked women. Walter, raped naked children were found there, girls aged 7, 10 years. And the Russian, this called special military operation. And they declare that operation is going according to plan. Is that their plan to rape children, women, kill civil citizens? What could a child of 7 years old to do to deserve such a fate? Aren't these the Nazis that Russia is talking about? They have already stated that all it is fake, the photos are forged, and this is Ukrainian propaganda. But I want to say that it's not propaganda, but it's a deliberate extermination of Ukrainian people. These war crimes that even a little more than a month ago would have been unmanaged, unimaginable. And the whole world is peacefully looking at this and is afraid to apply sanctions because they are afraid that their economy will suffer and do not want to hear and to think that every of these countries would be next and may find themselves in the same situation. The world must stop this madness, this bloodshed. The whole world must condemn Russia for every terrible crime and for all the grief, for all the trouble that they have brought to our home. They must answer for every rape and murdered child, for every murdered mother, for every murdered man, soldier, citizen, for every destroyed house, school, hospital, kindergarten. The world should never forgive a single case, everyone who took part in this madness. They should be punished.
Andrei Dorodansky is in Ukraine, and he's with his two handicapped parents, and he is describing to us the horror of Russia attacking ceaselessly his country, nonstop, every night, endless bombing, and the rape and attack on 7, 8. All right, we're talking to Andrei, who's in Ukraine, on the ground with his parents who are handicapped and disabled. And he's talking about the horror that every night from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., the bombs go off from Russia. Every night, all night. And as he keeps saying, this is not a police action, this is war. This is war. And I'll let you hear the rest of that interview coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and my phone number is 888-688-WALT. You and I can stay in touch at all times. During the week, my email is Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And I answer every email I get. And then the interview that we're listening to with Andrei, I will turn into a podcast, and you can hear the podcast at Midnight Misfits. The podcasts are available at Apple, iTunes, and other places where fine podcasts are sold. And the name of our podcast is Midnight Misfits, because that's who you are. You don't fit in, you will never fit in, and it's okay, because finally, this is a place for us. We work together on the late shift. And how do you know it's the late shift? There's nothing left in the vending machine. There's nothing in there. Maybe a bear claw from Thursday. You don't get invited to the birthday parties. And those HR memos, they're not really for you, because all the people who you annoy, they aren't there. But we will hear more from Andrei coming up in just seconds. There have been so many requests to hear this interview again. We started to hear it, and we'll play it, the rest of it, the end of it, coming up in just seconds. Andrei, who is in Ukraine, taking care of his disabled parents. And I know you want to hear the entire conversation that he has, because right now in Ukraine, where he is, and he spoke to us live, the bombs are going off. The bombs are going off. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The Pacific Northwest will get several potent storms this week, producing copious rainfall in Seattle and Portland, with snows in the Cascades and Rocky Mountains measured
in feet. These storms will move into the northern plains as the week progresses. No moisture for Southern California or the southwestern desert. Strong Pacific ridge of high pressure Wednesday through Friday. Temperatures soaring into the 90s and lower 100s in portions of the Sacramento and San Joaquin valleys, Las Vegas, and the deserts later this week. Fairbanks, Alaska, on the other hand, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Temperatures in the 20s during the day, teens at night. More sunshine later in the week and rising to near 40 by week's end. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Talk to Andre, who's in Ukraine, on the ground, lives there with his parents. And we talked to him at the beginning of the last hour, and now I wanted to hear this interview again because he's in Ukraine with bombs going off behind him every night from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Have a listen to Andre. Don't have, and that frankly I've never heard a reporter give. He's explained to us several times that the bombing continues every night from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. What else should we know, Andre?
I just want to think that you should listen independent mass media, look internet, for example, just even search photos from Kyiv, from Bucha. It's the most popular tech now in Instagram, and you can find pictures from there all over where it's unhuman photos because around 300 people were buried in one grave.
Say, wait. Say that again, Andre. Say that again. 300 people were buried in one grave.
Yep. You should find these photos and see. It's just one grave. It's civil citizens that were that were killed in city in Bucha. It's Kyiv district. It's almost the center of the Ukraine, and Russia told that. No one civil citizen died while they were there. But facts are talking the opposite because the full city is lying in dead bodies of men, women, children. Even no one clear house. It's all destroyed. Walter, it's awful photos. It's unhuman.
Where are those photos again, Andre? Where are those photos?
You could search it internet. Just type at Google, Bucha photos, Bucha photo Kyiv, and you will find it. It's no problem. It's
Andre. We are going to pray for you continuously. We're going to pray for you and your parents. Would it be possible for you to get your parents out of the country, or are they in no condition to leave?
They can't go outside of country. It's no condition. My mother in the hospital now, and dad is helping for her, and I'm the other part of the city. I'm working because I need to do my job to support them. So I don't think it's real for now. And just couple hours ago, I think maybe 2-3 hours, Russia attacked Odessa again, and again partially rockets were shot down. But about around 5 or 6 rockets hit the city. I don't know where. For now, because for security reasons, we will know about this in maybe 12 hours, maybe in a day. But rockets hit in the civil house. I said I know from previous information.
Andre,
special military operation.
Andre Dorodansky, yep. We are praying for you. We'll be in touch with you again next Sunday. I appreciate these updates. My listeners appreciate these updates. And through the week, get in touch with me if there's anything we can do for you, which sounds silly. I mean, I don't know what to do for someone who has to deal with bombs going off over him for 10 hours a day, but we are here for you. Our prayers are here for you. And America is on your side, Andre.
But I just want to say the last one now. First of all, I want to thank you for your invitation to your show, for you trying to bring people the truth from the first hand. I want to thank the government of America for your support for fighting this evil with us. I want to thank all the citizens of America who help us, whether it's support in the internet, whether it is support with clothes, food, medicine, or money. Thank you all. We really need it. Thanks for all you're doing for us. Victory is coming soon.
Andre Dorodinsky, who's on the ground live in Ukraine with you and me on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you, Andre. Thank you very much. This is Sterling on Sunday. Andre will be back on with us again next Sunday. And between now and then, if you have questions for a citizen of Ukraine, a banker, a grown-up, a real guy, not a political spokesman, not a reporter, a real guy, a citizen of Ukraine, lives there with his parents. If you have a question for him, email me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I will ask him, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Coming up in just seconds, Vic Ferrari with a real cop story. This is Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardized that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Walter, on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to share with your listeners an interesting story that happened to me many years ago while I was working in Penn Station. So you would think as an NYPD detective you'd be sitting at your desk going out on cases. Well, sometimes what they'll do is they'll throw you in uniform for the day to work New Year's Eve, Times Square, and a host of other we call details that pop up in a moment's notice. So one day my partner and I got sent down to Penn Station for the reading of the Talmud. Now, I knew nothing about this, but apparently every several years, the Hasidic community goes to a large gathering center and reads the sacred text. I knew nothing about it, but what I did know was it looked like a ZZ Top convention meandering around Madison Square Garden. So my partner and I were there directing traffic and taking care of making sure everybody was fine and security and so forth. So probably about 3 hours into our shift, we decided to go into Penn Station and take a look around. Penn Station is one of the largest train stations in the country. So we were looking around in the shops, and like most cops, it was later in the afternoon, and we started getting tired, so we decided to get a cup of coffee at a coffee shop inside of Penn Station. So my partner and I are sitting down, and we're enjoying a cup of coffee and people watching, and I decide to look up. And above my head on an opaque tile, about 6 feet or 8 feet above my head, is a rat. And the rat is walking around in circles above our heads. So I said to my partner, hey, check this out. And he goes, I think it's dying. I said, yeah, that thing doesn't look like it's got much time left. Now, you would think that the average person would run and tell ownership that there's a rat overhead, but not my partner and I. It didn't even faze us as we began taking bets how long the rat would live. My partner, we had an over-under. I said the rat had 5 minutes to live. My partner said it had 3 minutes to live. I lost $20. So when it was, people started noticing this thing and they must have told management. So while my partner and I are continuing to have a cup of coffee, the two people come from behind the counter with a stepladder. And it looked like a well-orchestrated chorus. One guy goes up on the stepladder, he puts his hands underneath the opaque tile with the dead rat sitting on it. He takes it down. The other guy's got a garbage can, takes the lid off the top of the garbage can from the front of the store, and lets the rat slide back off into the garbage can. The guy goes back up the stepladder, puts the tile back. The other guy takes the garbage can, puts the top on it with the dead rat still in it, and brings it to the front of the store and puts it out front. So my partner and I are watching as people are walking by putting garbage into this thing and waiting for the rat to jump out. So no 2 days are ever the same in the New York City Police Department. You never know what you're going to see. at any given time. So that's a story from my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
All right, I want to share with you what I do for Easter. I go to MyPillow, and they have such an array of incredible gifts. But the great thing about the MyPillow slippers and moccasins and sheets is that these are quality items. They are perfect, in fact, for Easter. You'd be proud to give them for Easter as the Easter Bunny. Proud to give them, but they don't cost too much. That's the great thing. This is a high-quality item. The MyPillow moccasin is four layers, including a memory foam layer and a gel. What does the gel do? It makes it possible for you to enjoy this moccasin outside. You can walk the dog in your moccasins. They're designed to be used indoor or outdoor. They have beautiful colors. You can get them in this gorgeous buff tan or pink. Go to 800-844-0876. That's the phone number, 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter, and you will see, boom, the prices drop by half. Boom, the prices drop by half. You put your feet in these moccasins, it's like an orgasm for your feet. Don't your feet deserve an orgasm? I think so. 800-844-0876. Put your feet in there, and wow, they feel incredible. They feel spectacular. Say my name, Walter, and you will get a dramatic discount. It's like 50% off anything you see on the website, anything you see anyplace else. This is a gift you want to give on Easter because these are Easter colors. Everybody's happy when they get slippers and moccasins, right? Nobody gets, why'd you give me moccasins? No one gets mad when you give somebody moccasins. They get happy. 800-844-0876. Indoor, outdoor moccasins from MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I feel better after I have a nice cup of coffee.
I don't know how many times I'm going to have to hear the words of Al Bundy saying, oh, nice cup of coffee. That's not what Al Bundy's known for. That's not entertainment. That's not going to do anything for our ratings. I need Al Bundy saying, I like Biggins Magazine. I like Biggins Magazine. That's what I need Al Bundy saying. Not that he needs a cup of coffee. What the heck? A pair of ex-Apple employees who made headlines last year for leading a whistleblower movement against the company have since become embroiled in a bizarre legal fight, accusing each other of harassment and stalking. Cher Scarlett and Ashley Jovic have co-founded a whistleblower campaign called Apple II, T-O-O, that last summer and fall published dramatic stories of gender and racial discrimination, sexual harassment, and other ills from employees of the famously secretive tech giant. Most of the hundreds of Apple employees who shared stories through Apple II were anonymous. But Scarlett and Jovic, who were employed by Apple at the time, both made the risky decision to speak publicly. Scarlett focused largely on pay equity, remote work, and transparency issues at Apple, while Jovic spoke about health concerns related to an Apple office having been built on a Superfund site, as well as Apple's privacy policies. Well, first of all, a notoriously secret company. Have you ever tried to reach anybody at Apple? Have you ever called Apple? Have you ever tried to reach, forget about reaching somebody, ever tried to reach their switchboard? If you don't already know somebody at Apple and have their business card with their phone number on it, you're not going to reach anybody at Apple. They're so paranoid about having their trade secrets stolen. It's crazy. I mean, it really is crazy. Well, now they're all very upset about this. People complaining about sexual harassment and pay inequality and all this. But the real story here is that this whistleblower movement was started by two women. And I could have predicted the outcome because women, as a rule, don't work well in teams. Women, I could have predicted that in a high-stress situation, these two women would have turned against each other, and they did. They started stalking each other. They started snitching on each other. They gave in almost immediately to external pressure to break them up. Guys don't do that. When two guys decide we're going to do something, even as stupid as it is, they do it. Guys know how to work in tandem. Two men know how to work in tandem. They're practically raised to know how to work in tandem. Right now, I've got two guys working with me, Sean and Henry. I don't expect them to cause me any trouble. They're going to get along fine. There'll be no problem with those two. But you get two women who decide they want to be whistleblowers, who are going to share the burden for snitching. I couldn't imagine that was going to work out. And it hasn't worked out. The other thing that's interesting is that a majority of the Apple workforce has said, we're not coming back to work. We're not going to go back into the office. We're sick of it. And they're right. And they have a lot of pressure. Tim Cook, their CEO, is saying, you're going to come back to work. You're going to come back to work at least 3 days a week, starting April 21st, April 22nd, whatever it is. You got to come back into the office. Well, why? For 2 years, they haven't been back in the office. Everything's been fine. There's almost no need in most thought leadership industries, in most thinking companies, for anybody to be in the office. In fact, and this is what the CEOs never want to hear, it is a deterrent to creativity to be in the office with a large group of your colleagues, because your colleagues are going to do things like smell bad. The people you work with are going to put annoying plants on their desks. They're going to gossip. They're going to leave a mess in the break room. It is not the worst place to get anything done is to go into the office. I guarantee if you're in a job that involves thinking and coming up with new ideas, your best new ideas took place in the shower, in the bathroom, on the drive to work, not in the office. Once you get in the office, you have to unpack your creative thinking and protect it in such a way that everybody can understand it. Nobody's going to make a big deal about changing it. And then you have to deal with the alpha male, and it's always a male. You have to deal with the alpha male who's going to say, this is how we're going to do things, without any consideration to what you thought should be done. I hated going into an office. The best gift I ever got was years ago, I was able to start a consulting practice and do the work from home, and then do the work from an apartment. I did the work from an apartment, and I had silence all day. I didn't have to deal with anybody all day. Then I saw this guy who ran a computer company, owned a computer company in White Plains, New York. And he had a four-story building. And on the first floor were his worker bees, the second floor worker bees, third floor worker bees. But on the fourth floor was his office. And it was the full floor length, the full floor plan of the building. You go up to his floor with a key in the elevator. It opens up onto his floor, and oh, there's no one else there. It's just him, because he couldn't think or create or run a company with people around him either. And then I went to visit Don Buchwald, Howard Stern's agent, and son of a gun, he's in like a 5-6-story building, and every floor are like a dozen people, 20, 30 people, until you get to his floor. And he's there alone with his assistant. That's it. Because high-performing creative people cannot do well with other people around them. These things are not collaborative efforts. I sometimes would go into offices or have people working for me who shared an office. And I'd look at them and I'm like, I could never share an office. How do you share an office? It's inconceivable to me to be able to sort of be vaguely aware of another person in my workspace. I really don't know how people do that. Therefore, the people at Apple don't want to go back into their office, and they're right. The CEO's got a problem. All these CEOs have a factory floor mentality. They want to be able to see everybody working for them. They want to be able to look up from a raised office and see hundreds of people on the factory floor, busy as bees. Or worse, they've rented out the space and it costs them a fortune. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.